Today, Iraq is President Bush's public focus for the third time in 3 days. He's speaking to military families in West Virginia. Monday, he gave a speech about Iraq in Cleveland, and yesterday he held a press conference. Iraq was the number one topic there. To talk about this big push to improve public opinion on the war, we're joined by Christopher Gelpy. He's an expert on public opinion during wartime, and he's also an associate professor of political science at Duke University. And Christopher Gelpy, welcome to Day to Day.
Thanks for having me.
Now, the president has made big public appearances talking about Iraq for 3 days in a row. Clearly, he's trying to turn public opinion around, which is very low on the subject of the war. Is it working?
I think that the evidence from his speeches last December suggests that this kind of PR campaign can move public opinion somewhat. But over time, the sort of bounces that he's been getting have been getting smaller. And while he may be able to sort of rally the Republican base, a large section of the public is probably not looking to him anymore for their information about what's happening in Iraq. They're looking to the news media and to what they see happening on the ground.
And so what would be a better strategy, do you think, for the president?
I think giving these kinds of speeches is probably the right thing to do. That is, and he's focusing on the right kind of variables, which is trying to persuade people that we can win the war. And I thought he was at some of his most forceful the other day when he said he believes we can win, and if he didn't, he would pull out. But it's not going to take him very far unless he can actually show progress on the ground. That'll rally folks who are predisposed to believe him. But the majority of the public wants to see results on the ground, I think.
He's also taken a somewhat new tack in admitting that there have been failures and of suggesting that, yes, soldiers will be there for quite some time. Is that a good idea?
Well, I certainly think that the being more candid about the challenges is important. I think if he continued on sort of simply not acknowledging anything, then it sort of takes on an air of what Stephen Colbert has called truthiness, of saying things because you wish that they were true. So I think being candid helps.
Well, I'm wondering if you see any downsides to this big push, making so many speeches on the Iraq war and trying to dominate the news with these appearances. Are there any political downsides for the president?
I don't think that there is much to lose in talking about the war in terms of driving public opinion down, because everybody's thinking about the war anyway. So it's not like he's going to draw people's attention to an issue they hadn't thought about and are unhappy about. So I don't see much of a downside to it in that sense, unless he is, again, perceived as engaging in truthiness, that, you know, he's saying it because he wants it to be true.
The administration has long complained that the media is showing a skewed version of what's going on in Iraq, that it's focusing on death and destruction to the exclusion of the positive things that are going on in Iraq, and that by making these public appearances talking about the positive side, he's sort of balancing out that viewpoint. Does that seem to work in the public's mind?
I think it'll work for people who are predisposed to believe the president, and that means for people who are in the sort of Republican base. I think the polling evidence suggests that certainly Democrats and to a large extent independents have lost confidence in the credibility of what the president says about Iraq. I recently saw a polling result that suggested that 66% of the public says that President Bush makes Iraq sound better than it really is on the ground. President Bush got a very low trustworthiness rating from the public on Iraq, even lower than the news media, and they aren't that fond of the news media.
Christopher Gelpy is an associate professor of political science at Duke University and an expert on public opinion during wartime. Christopher Gelpy, thank you for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.